At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose. This is a series called A Word From Me. I am your host, Edna White, and today we're going to talk about loyalty tax. Stop paying for the past. Watch this. You're tired, you're overworked, overcommitted, and you know why? Because you're still paying a loyalty tax on a debt you already paid, and that's already been cleared. You're overcompensating for things you did 10 years ago, or maybe things you've never even did. It's the behavior that says, I'm not good enough as I am, so I need to do more, be more, and give more. We call that the loyalty tax, and it's bankrupting your real life. Stop it now. Let's get to the script of how you break this down. Let's break it all down. Here's the script of stop paying the taxes. And I've been through it myself because I was always overdoing it because I thought that I had to pay my way out of things that I did in the past. Yeah, rotten things. Things that what I thought couldn't even match. But here's what you can do to stop it. And this is what I did. Watch this. Confront the illusion, the behavior. You need a raw, undeniable identification of the behavior. Don't just pat it on the back and say, it was me. Well, this is how I am. And you know I drink. You know I talk funny. You know I'm sarcastic. All those things are just pure lies. It's your behavior. You are hiding your true self by wearing a cape of consistent helplessness. This isn't generosity. It's a fear response. By doing everything for everybody, being every place for everyone, it is a fear response. Because who you are is not enough for those people. So you give and give and give, and you go and go and go. And do you know, even getting an award for that isn't enough? It doesn't seem to close the void. Do you realize that? I did. Here's the action you need to take. I want you to name the last three times you felt that you, deep down in your gut, and it dropped resentment after you saying yes to something you knew you didn't want to do. Now it's that moment when you feel sick. But the word was already out. Promise that you did it, right? Was it agreeing to the project that has nothing to do with your career path? Was it that? Was it taking on a favor for a friend who never reciprocates? Was it that? That resentment is your true self screaming. This is not my job. Just yesterday, I had to say that to myself. That's not my job. This is not my value. Feeling this way is not my value. So here's the challenge. If you were confident in your actual value, you wouldn't need to do anything extra for extra credit to prove it. The loyalty tax is paid in excess, not necessity. You are over-delivering on everything because you are understanding deep down that you're not enough. You don't have any peace within you. That's the really, really big picture of it, is you don't have peace within you. So sitting alone with yourself, sitting quiet, not doing anything for everybody is the cost you pay for your peace. You lost sleep, missed workouts, missed family time because you are doing too much for everyone else. Step two in this whole process. You ready? Deconstruct the root. You know how plants have roots. So when you put the seed in, it creates these roots, right? The root of overcompensation is an old fear. So it starts way back to the beginning when it was a seed. You look.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Learned you were only safe, accepted, or loved when you were performing for approval. I learned that early too. Only doing something for somebody that you don't want to do is performing, and it's people pleasing. You were performing. Yeah, I said it again. Say it again one more time. You were performing. So ask yourself, who taught me that my value was based on my performance? I can truly say my mother. I can truly say my stepdad. I can truly say my family. I can truly say that. Was it a demanding parent? Was it a critical boss? Was it a toxic partner? This pattern usually goes all the way back to a moment where you were rejected. And like ice cracking, that's when it got you. That feeling of unworthiness came in. Your subconscious decided, I must do more so they can never leave me, never fire me, never reject me again. So here's the challenge. That past event is over. It's over. The person who set that impossible condition no longer holds the remote control to your life, unless you hand it to them every morning. Recognize this pattern as a defense. It's your shield that you've been using to survive. Now decide, are you a person who needs a shield or a person who can stand strong without one? That shield is heavy, and it's time to drop it. And your last and final step, step number three. It's time for the mandatory action step. We are going from people pleaser to power player. How do you like that one? I love it. We have to make a hard reset. We can't chip away at change because then we always go back. We need to make that hard reset. Your new boundary setting behavior will be an act of radical self-respect. Simple. No. Period. And what's your action? Implement the 24-hour rule. The next time a request comes, professional or personal, you do not answer immediately. You say, thank you for asking. I need to check my calendar, my capacity, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. I live with that. This pause is your power. It stops instinct to satisfy everyone else, right? It's a terrific way to go. It's your yes to escaping. So it doesn't give you the panic, and it doesn't drive you to that yes that makes you have to lie or escape or do it. Now, here's the change. Use that 24 hours to check in with your true self. Does this align with my goals? Will this move my life forward or just move someone else's? If the answer is no, use a simple, no apologetic phrase like, I appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm not able to take that on right now, period. No excuses, no telling them what you have to do instead, just a definitive no from a place of integrity. Now, here is the key to all of this. The loyalty tax is voluntary. It's a decision. Stop paying it. Your true person, self, is what's inside. That's the person who has the time, the energy, and the focus to build a dynasty, not the person who is running around managing everyone else's emergencies. You don't need to do more to be enough. Now go, put yourself first. Hit the link in my bio or DM me for more answers. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye for now.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.